Tom Canning is here, our publican.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for coming
in. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's lovely. You're going to talk about one of my favourite subjects.
alcohol.
Booze.
Raw booze.
So you, obviously, at the moment, you run the Royal Oak in Barrington,
yes.
Which is, am I right in thinking, it's a very old pub?
Yeah, the original part of it is probably early 16th century, but don't quote me on that.
So this is what I love about the fact that pubs have been around since basically the beginning of time, since,
yes.
You know, we've been around. I mean,
absolutely.
Pubs are, they date back as early as that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, people like getting together. Where better to do it than a pub? So, you know, Stone Age Man probably invented the pub before alcohol.
But when, so we drank beer rather than water, or, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, if you're going back in history, beer was the main...
Yeah, staple. I mean, you think about, is it the famous etching, Gin Street and Beer Lane, and, you know, the benefits of beer. I mean, there's benefits to gin as well, but, you know, that's another story for another time.
Are we talking medicinal here?
Yeah. Medicinal, absolutely.
Yeah, Mother's Ruin, I know that one. So when pubs obviously first came about, I mean, in villages, like we live in villages, there used to be loads of pubs. There wasn't just one pub. I mean, in Barrington, how many pubs were there? There was probably five or six.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, where I live in Longstow, we don't have any pubs at all. I mean, there used to be three, and it's a village of 250, 300 people. And now there's nothing. There's no shop. There's nothing. So you know, we are unfortunately losing pubs at a great rate.
It's a growing trend, isn't it? Even in Cambridge, in the city centre, the amount of pubs that have closed over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, only last week we lost the Jenny Wren.
That's right. Yeah,
and it's really quite sad because a lot of these communities are losing a community focal point, a community venue, and you know, for me, it's very, very sad, because, you know, what's changed in this country? Why are we not using pubs as much as we once did?
Yeah, but they've had to change with the times, though, haven't they?
And
evolve over the years.
Well, yeah, there's, I mean, you know, pub is now not just a drinking den. You know, it's not somewhere that opens up at 12 o'clock, you go in for £8 and shuts by two and gone, and there's no food. I mean, food is the
arguably more important than the drink these days.
You would say that in some places.
Yeah.
But I, you know... pubs now have to have a food offering if they're going to have any chance of surviving, really. I mean, the only pub I know that survives without doing a food offering is the Checkers in Little Grandston. That's the son of Sid Brewery, because he brews his own beer and it's self-sufficient. But that is one of how many, you know?
Yeah.
What about that pub in Newton? I love that pub in Newton. That
just
does, yeah, it just does... Is it right? Just a soup?
Brown soup.
Brown soup
sandwiches. It's like going. It's a marvellous place. It's my friend Paul, who practically lives in 1954, loves it because it is like being in 1954. It hasn't changed in all those years, and it is so popular with the locals. It is their community area. It's where everyone goes, and it's, you know, it's a great pub. And if it were to close, then where would the people go?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I know Cottenham quite well, and that used to have a lot of pubs. I mean, it's a big village, but there was literally pubs on every... And there's some really unusual, quirky pubs still, like little... There's one that's tiny. It's just the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, years gone by, what it would have been... Yeah, but it's just...
Yeah,
it's not changed, and I love that. But pubs are having to become more... Trendy inside.
Yes.
People, like you say, want to be able to sit down and eat.
Yep.
So it's such a shame. Like, you get obviously your big brands and your big, you know, your big names coming in, and it's very sterilised and it's very samey. And that, to someone like you, just must be the exact opposite of what you imagine a pub should be. Or
absolutely. I mean, I've a lot of the problem, I think, you know, why pubs are struggling is where the big breweries are charging their tenants unbelievable rents, and they're charging them unbelievable prices to buy beer from them. I mean, case in point, my friend Dave runs the Alma in town, the rugby place. You know, that should be on the Cambridge... I'm just going to do a side. The Cambridge bucket list of things to do is go and watch a rugby game at the Alma, because it's incredible. But he struggles in the summer because there's no rugby on, and he's known for the rugby. He looks after his beer amazingly well. He is a good publican, but he struggles because he's tied into a big brewery, I'm not going to name them. And, you know, I would love to see him be free of tie or get free of tie lease or something so he can actually make that business more profitable.
And what about these pop-up breweries now? Because there's one in Harston just popped up. Well, what's this all about?
Oh, that is Brew Board. They've taken over the space from Joe, who was Black Bar Brewery. He's gone on a sabbatical to ride bikes in the Forest of Dean, I think, or something like that. I don't know. So he's packed in and somebody else has come in. But this, again, is where I can sense a little bit of a change in the atmosphere around beer and pubs and things like that, because we're getting a lot more breweries popping up. I mean, the Calverley's Brewery on Hooper Street, they do an open thing once a month, I think. I'm sorry, I'm not very well prepared on that. But Brew Board are sort of taking over from what Joe started, because Harston doesn't have a pub anymore.
Right.
And so Joe decided he would open up the brewery on the first Friday or the last Friday of every month and open it up and have it as a community space, a community venture, so people could come together, drink his beer, and have a nice bit of a social.
So do you think people are brewing their own beer? I mean, is that becoming a bit more of a fashion? People making their own beer, or local beers being popular, as in...
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an interest in more local products. You've got, I mean, I mentioned Son of Sid Brewery, so he brews his own beer to brew in the pub, and he will only sell you beer if he likes you. That's on a trade basis. He sold me it once. I think he likes me. Mind you, I pay him money, so yeah. But I don't know if there's a big increase in home brewing. I know that, you know, a few people are taking it up as a hobby, maybe not as a commercial interest. Again, with that, there's a big influx at the moment of cider producers in Cambridgeshire. And you know, it's something that I've tried to get on board with at the Oak is try and get as many local cider producers in as I can, because it's an interesting product. It's I don't want to sort of start doing adverts for the pub and things, but you know, we've got an absolutely gorgeous building, and you know, I want to be able to present interesting, gorgeous, different products rather than same four brown beers.
If you want those same things, then you know, you just go to a chain pub. If you want something a little bit different,
but it's lovely, there's so many different flavours, and same with gin, so many interesting different flavours now to try, and it really tastes good. The different like rhubarb gin and stuff.
I've just ordered a rhubarb cider this morning as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
But that's also, so obviously the Plough near us in Chepworth, and also they do like a beer fest. Obviously there's Cambridge Beer Festival, which I went to last year and really enjoyed. And it's just nice tasting different flavours beers. There's hundreds out there.
And this is the brilliant thing about organisations like Camera, is that they are championing new and exciting and different things. I mean, we had at the last Cambridge Beer Festival, we had a Key Keg bar. Now, Key Keg is... if you want craft beer, and it's served in a different way, it's held under pressure in a vacuum. And my friend Ivan is going to probably shout at me because I've got it all wrong, but this is a big step forward for how to serve and present beer. And this is what delights me about Camera, is that, you know, if I say Camera, and your first thought will be somebody with a beard like mine, possibly in sandals and a t-shirt with a past beer festival on it. But they're adapting to change. They're moving forward and, you know, listening. This is what people want to drink. This is new. It's different. And I'm all behind people trying new things, you know, rather than just going into a pub, sitting down, saying, can I have a pint of Lord Gideon Grey's Best Bitter or something like that? And that's what you always drink. But if you can sort of pull yourself away from that, then there's a whole range of flavours and very exciting things. Admittedly, you know, some things won't be for some people, and other things won't be for others. But this is the joy of it. There's so much out there that is worth exploring and taking the time to have a go on.
So tell me the difference, okay, between lager, ale, bitter? What is the difference between all these things?
Well, I get a better profit margin on cask ale. it's all in the way it's produced, stored. So things like your key kegs. You know, people say, oh, it's fizzy, and that's the natural state of the beer, and it's held as fresh as humanly possible because fresh beer is good beer. With cask ale, it's a slightly different kettle of onions because it is, you are not adding any gas into it. It is a totally natural product. It's done through, fed to you through gravity, if you like. I'm not a brewer. I don't.
So
really,
it's not what goes into it. So what is beer basically? Water,
hops, yeast.
That's it. Those three ingredients.
That's it.
Wow.
So simple, isn't it?
See, bread and beer.
And
you
barley
can't
as well.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get pilloried because I know nothing about it. I drink a lot of it.
You drink a lot of it, that counts. We go, Harlton Pub just closed down.
Yes.
And a lot of villages are now trying to club together to buy these pubs.
Yeah.
I mean, that is obviously a way that in the future they could be community. I mean, I don't know how that, if it always works, but that is something that is quite new, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the residents of Halton are doing the Save the Hare and Hounds project, and I really hope they get to where they need to, and they buy the pub, because it would, again, it'd be another sad loss. I was involved in the Plough and Fleece in Horningsea.
Buying that. That's a community interest pub now, isn't it?
It is. And, we bought that off a big brewery. I mean, I'm not there now, but as I understand it, it's flourishing, and that wouldn't have happened without the residents of Horningsea going together and wanting to save the pub. And we're seeing it quite a lot. I mean, there's the Queen Adelaide over in Croydon, I think. But they're trying to get together and buy that pub. Mm. I mean, it's been shut for a while. And this is the wonderful thing about us, isn't it? You know, we, in the face of adversity, when your pub's threatened to closing, we are such great people that, you know, we will get together and we will say, hang on, this ain't
I think
right.
People are passionate about pubs still, even though... Do you think that...
Yeah, I do believe it. I mean... As you know, going back to what we were saying earlier, pubs have had to change throughout the years into what they're offering. I mean, we did a production of Jesus Christ Superstar in a pub, and it's something different.
They really diversify. Like, obviously, you have quizzes, you have car night, which is it brings in a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
We obviously, as women, we would never go into pubs before. Now I think there's a massive market for women going, meeting up at pubs in the evening, having drinks and doing. And business meetings are often held in pubs, and people prefer to meet there and have, you know, a meeting. And also children never used to go to pubs. No. We used to be in the car park in the back in the car with a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Now kids are allowed into pubs. Yeah. And I know people don't always want kids in pubs, but as a family, it's a nice thing to do to be able to go to a pub. If they've got play areas, it's brilliant.
This is, again, it's, you know, how different pubs are for different needs. I mean, I'm a big fan of families in the pub. I think probably why I got into pubs is one of my earliest memories of a pub was being taken by my Uncle Joe into the East Byley Cricket Club Pavilion, I think it was, back in Yorkshire. And I think I must have been 4 years old, 5 years old, and I can still remember the smell of stale cigarettes, the brasso, the gleam of the... I mean, you tell me there's no finer sight than gleaming brasso. Mm. It's and that image has sort of stayed with me, and it's something that, you know, in the pubs that I've been in that I've tried to recreate. Obviously, we can't recreate the smell of stale smoke because of the smoking ban, but, you know, that sort of...
Welcoming warmth and the thick
carpets, and you know, you feel like you're at home.
It's, and there's always a friend there. I think you can go to the pub on your own, and hopefully you'll always see someone you know. I mean, I know my father-in-law will always go to the same pub, and there'll always be his mate there, you know. And it's just a sociable thing. My kids love going to. They always say, "Can we go to the pub?" It's just, and there's often music. Yeah, exactly. There's often music, and there's art, and there's just people, friends. You know, it should be a place, and there isn't many places like that you can go.
No, I mean. it's, you know, it is a social exercise, and you know, you're spot on. You know, people meet at pubs, people have meetings in pubs. I've had job interviews in pubs. All right, there have been four pubs. You know, that's by the by, but it is you know, it's a very, very important social construct that we have that you know we must look after. It's a thing people keep saying, you know, use it or lose it. And you know, unfortunately, sometimes people only start using it when it's too late.
And that's the thing, supermarkets, people can buy cheaper alcohol. People obviously sit at home and drink, they can watch telly, they don't have to get babysitters or whatever. And it just unfortunately means, you know, the cheap alcohol must be killing off
I mean, it is a factor. This is one of the reasons why I try not to stock anything that you can buy in a supermarket, because then you say, oh, £3.80 for a pint of that, I can have four cans of it at home, because I work for free and we don't pay any rent and the water's free and the gas is free and the lighting's free. And, you know, but, you know, that's by the by. But, I mean, things like that certainly don't help. And if I may just diverge off into, you know, things like Dry January.
Yes.
I'm not anti-Dry January.
Why do we do that?
I mean, it's a really new phenomenon, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it, where these things pop up?
It's a great concept, but now we've got Dry January, Stoptober.
Yes, there's multiple months in the year where people don't drink.
It's fine, but January traditionally is the quietest time of year for a pub.
Yeah.
I've been in the industry now 16 years, I think, and January has always been rubbish. So we in the industry have to come up with ways to get you in, to entice you in. If you're not drinking, if you don't want to go to the pub because you've decided to, oh, for whatever reason, not drink for January, it hurts us. So you know, I don't know what the answer is, but I mean, we've tried a few gimmicks. There's a guy on the Twitter machine who does Try January. So, and it's something that, you know, I've got on board with, you know, try something different. It's you know, rather than your pint of Lord Gideon Grey's Best Bitter, have something else, you know, a pint of Rishi Gosh or something like that. I don't know. I'm making these beer names up. I'm trying not to advertise.
Gideon Grey sounds great.
Gideon Grey is wonderful. And so, you know, that's one way. Does it work? Not really. Dry January. Yeah, dry winery. Yeah. It's, you know, please, folks, you know, we need you. We need you.
Well, you say that the vast majority of people that come to the pub will come in and drink something alcoholic in that case. You can't have Dry January and people still come to the pub but just not drink alcohol.
Well, yeah, why not? You know, there's mocktails, there's...
Yeah, there's, you know, it's not like there's nothing on offer for you, is there? There's plenty of things.
Those J2O things?
Maybe it's the temptation.
Oh, I advertise somebody else.
Maybe it's the temptation of going to the pub and thinking, oh, you know, once you're there, you're like, I've got to have a beer or, you know, something alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, you know, it's... You've got to do it in moderation. You know, it's... I'm going to be the voice of sense for once. You know, it's, you can't go out every night and drink yourself into a stupor because you'll be dead. It's not healthy for yourself or your relationships. But little and often. Moderation.
And you obviously, we want pubs to stay around. We want them to be a part of our future. I can't imagine not having pubs around.
Yeah,
I think there will always be pubs
around.
Do you though? I do. Yeah, I do. You know, they will continue to evolve like they have done in the past. But I think purely because of the social element, and it's somewhere for people to meet. I think a pub, or maybe not in the format that we know it now, but something like that will always exist. I think.
You need it to be in your village, though, so you can walk there and walk
that's the difficulty.
And like you say,
there
aren't shops around. I mean, maybe, I don't know. We are losing it, a lot from our community.
It is. And, you know, I would just urge anybody listening, even if it's once a month, please, you know, support your local pub because they need you. Probably more than what you need them, but it's an important part of our social structure. It's an important part of our heritage, and you know, I'm not going to say Donald Trump's going to come over here and shut all our pubs down, but it's it's a worrying thing in these interesting times in what we're living in, is, you know, how our culture is shifting, how our attitudes to alcohol and pubs are.
Mm.
And I would be heartbroken to see that stop.
Mm. But like you say, smoking was probably a big part of it, and the smoking ban has affected pubs, I'm sure, because, you know, that was something that people used to automatically do, go to a pub and...
I mean, I'm a retired smoker, and I think it has had an effect. Mm. I don't think it's as big as possibly people think.
Mm. I think it may have been bigger to begin with, and now as time gone,
so.
You know, because pubs...
Have, smoking areas.
They've now got smoking areas and, you know, really nice places to go,
I mean, there's a few places who've got wonderful... my dear friend Tree God calls them smokatoriums. and I think that's a lovely word. Mm. But it's, you know, that is what people choose to do. That's what people choose to do. It's...
So, Tom, I've got at home like a map, like a London Underground map, but it's Cambridge pubs. So it's Cambridge pub crawls. So you can do the whatever line, different coloured lines, and they take you around, which is really a fun thing. So you should look that up online, people, if you're interested in doing a different pub crawl, as it were. And it takes you on some different pubs that you wouldn't necessarily maybe stumble across.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can follow the red line or the yellow line or
that
whatever.
That sounds absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen that. But where do you like to drink if you go?
The Chequers in Little Grandston is my local place. That's a quick 10-minute cycle. Otherwise, I'm a very, very fan of the Green Man in Grantchester. Mm. That is my sort of go-to place. Wonderful characters, wonderful staff, wonderful beer. And it's consistently good. It's where me and my friends meet, generally, because it's quite central for us. But it's such a... Again, this is the wonder of pubs. It's such an eclectic mix. We've got a couple of lawyers, a retired engineer, a cheesemonger, possibly a judge, maybe a doctor. But this social group of all these disparate people, and being able to have a conversation, it's a great... Leveler. And, you know, nobody is above anybody else, and everyone buys their round, whether it's me, the poor little me who earns no money, but I work for love. And it's absolutely a joy to be involved in. And, you know, this again is the joy of pubs, isn't it, really?
Mm.
We can have all this, and you know, nobody is better than anybody else.
Mm. And so Valentine's Day, is that big for you? Do you have...
I'm hoping it to be. Mm. Traditionally, it's a good food night. We've got tables available if you'd like to give the pub a call. we've got a nice 3-course menu with a glass of bubbly for £35 per head. Cheap plug. It is. But again, you know, this is. Going back to, you know, when people use pubs in December, the run up to Christmas, you'll see people who you never see at any other time of the year, and you know, I just wish that we could spread that out throughout the year, because it would make my life a lot easier.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming in. That's been really, really good chat, actually. Really nice talking to you.
Fascinating,
so I really appreciate you coming in.
No,
and
thank you for having me.
You've made me a bit thirsty. No.
Well,
unless you didn't bring us anything.
I was going to, but I left the house in a rush.
No, you don't have to. But I will be seeing you soon in your pub and enjoying a beverage. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really, interesting chat. It'll be interesting to see what happens with pubs. Thank
cool.
you.